This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn Mark, Roshan Kanison and Noel Lim. It's 7:36 a.m. Tuesday, the 1st of December, which means that in about half an hour, we're going to be having the breakfast grill, where I'll be speaking with Simon Evenett, Professor of International Trade at the University of St. Gallen. Because for decades, international trade has been the lifeblood of the global economy. But with a pandemic on the cards and a heightened US-China trade war, countries have turned inwards, eschewing some of the globalized principles of the past. So this is further exacerbated by what appears to be a crippled World Trade Organization. We discuss the way forward with Professor Simon Evenett later on after the 8 o'clock news.
And speaking about trade and trade partners, following months of rapid deteriorating bilateral relations between Australia and China, the latest development sees Australia demanding China to apologize for posting a fake picture on a government Twitter account, on a Chinese government Twitter account that depicted an Australian soldier murdering an Afghan child, referring to alleged war crimes by some Australian soldiers.
So bilateral tensions have been high after Australia led calls for an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic in China. And over the weekend, we know the Australian government said it was expecting to bring a formal case against China at the World Trade Organization over barley anti-dumping duties.
So Australian Trade Minister Simon Birmingham made the announcement on Sunday, a day after the Chinese government imposed provisional anti-dumping duties on Australian wine. So for more on this, this morning we have with us Dr. Pradeep Taneja, lecturer in Asian Studies at the University of Melbourne. Dr. Pradeep, thank you for joining us. So what has led to the current conflict?
Well, it's been building up for a long time, particularly over the last couple of years. Recently, the Chinese embassy in Canberra gave a list of 14 grievances that China has against Australia to the Australian media. And the long list, of course, goes back to Australia banning Huawei from participating in building Australia's national broadband network, then banning Huawei technologies in Australia more broadly. Then, as you mentioned just now, Australia called for an independent inquiry into, you know, the origins of the coronavirus. So there's a long list of issues on which China is unhappy with Australia.
China's intentions may be politically motivated, but does China have a valid case in imposing those tariffs on certain imports from Australia?
I think what's happening here is it's a political sort of motive behind China's recent actions on trade. Because remember that what we're seeing at the moment is not a trade war. It's not like the US-China trade war where there is, you know, sanctions or tariffs being imposed by one side and then retaliation by the other side. So far, Australia has kind of, you know, refrained from taking any action against Chinese imports. In fact, yesterday was the first time that the Trade Minister, Simon Birmingham, said in the Australian Parliament that now that we are, you know, close to the Christmas shopping season, that Australian buyers would be making up their own mind about, you know, buying Chinese products. So this is a sort of indirect hint that Australian consumers might take action against Chinese imports. But generally, Australia has, as a country, as a government, refrained from taking any action against Chinese imports. Australia, of course, has taken Chinese companies to the WTO. Australia has launched a number of WTO anti-dumping investigations against China over the years. But that's a normal process. China does that against other countries too.
How much of this current trade spat is seen as a proxy dispute between the US and China? Is there a relationship there in this, I guess, this geopolitical game that we're seeing being played, generally speaking?
I think China would like to see it as an extension of China-US trade dispute, because China likes to project Australia as a lackey of America. The fact is that Australian government has actually taken many actions long before the US government did. So, for example, Australia banned Huawei from participating in Australia's national broadband network before American government took any action against Huawei. Similarly, Australia took the initiative to call for an inquiry into the coronavirus. Again, that was not done by the United States. So the United States under Trump has not been shy in criticizing China. So it is not that Australia is doing America's bidding, because America is quite capable of doing it itself. But China likes to project Australia as a lackey of America, and therefore it suits that narrative.
So that was under the Trump administration. But looking ahead to a Biden presidency, will that be able to influence the outcome of the trade spat come once he's inaugurated in January?
I think with the beginning of the new term of now President-elect Joe Biden on the 20th of January, we will see more orderly conduct of American foreign policy. So it will bring a degree of predictability to the U.S.-China relationship, and that would mean that the relations of other U.S. allies with China may be also positively impacted, I think, particularly if China has a much more predictable relationship with the United States. It's less likely to lash out at other countries, particularly those countries like Australia, which have been for the last 70 plus years close allies of the United States. So I think in that sense, it'll have a positive impact. But I think the current issues between China and Australia have very little to do with the US. These are bilateral issues. These are issues on which Australian government has chosen to take action to defend, to protect Australia's sovereignty.
Given the coronavirus pandemic and the resulting economic slowdown, can either country really sustain this prolonged spat?
I mean, for Australia, of course, Australia is more dependent on China in terms of, you know, trade dependence than China is on Australia. China has a total trade volume of nearly $4 trillion. Australia's trade with China is significant. Australia supplies some very important commodities to China. So, for example, China's economic growth, China's construction industry, all the infrastructure construction in China has been facilitated by China's ability to import good qualities of iron ore and coal and other commodities from Australia. But Australia is, in terms of numbers, more dependent on China trade. So for more than a third of Australia's trade is with China. And therefore, it is having a greater impact on Australian economy than it is on the Chinese economy.
So with that in mind, keeping the numbers in mind there, if this continues, what do you think China could do to escalate the situation beyond this this PR campaign that we're seeing?
I mean, if you look at the commodities or the products on which Chinese government has taken action against Australia, barley, wines now, meat, these are all products which are not going to affect China's economic growth. On the other hand, if China were to start imposing sanctions on imports of Australian iron ore, then, of course, China will be cutting its own nose to spite its face because it'll have to pay much higher prices in terms of the price of iron ore, but also freight if China is going to import iron ore or more iron ore from countries like Brazil because freight costs are much higher. The quality of Australian iron ore is very good. So if China were to take action in restricting imports of Australian iron ore, which really constitutes the bulk of Australian exports to China, then, of course, China would be hurting itself.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Dr. Pradeep. That was Dr. Pradeep Taneja, lecturer in Asian Studies at the University of Melbourne, talking to us about the Australia-China tensions that we've seen ramping up over the past couple of days. But this has been some time in coming, realistically. But as Dr. Pradeep says, this is, in effect, right now, it's more damaging to Australia than it is to China, considering the fact that China is Australia's largest trading partner by far, taking up a full third of its exports. So this is going to be something that we're going to watch very closely, particularly in the wake of the latest escalation overnight. We'll be bringing you updates as we get them ourselves. But right now, we're about to head into some messages. And up next, we're speaking with Ko Yu Ling, independent economist with Sergi Anam Advisors, on the legalization program for undocumented workers. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.